Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Put that thing away and play with yourself like a real man. I stand by that. Yeah, that's not even a clip.
That's a true statement.
I stand by that clip. Jungle Jack Hanna, a little bit later on this morning. James Johann going to be in here. James, your headliner to Funny Bone. Oh, I believe, is your name Lang?
Sure.
The feature act. She's going to. She might stop in, too.
Yeah. Sounds close.
The middle girl.
Yeah. I can't remember her name. And Petey Mac's here, too. There's a link to PD Mac's NHL blog on TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, all the cartoons that LD puts together on there. You were just looking at a cartoon off the air. LD, what was that? One of the old school ones?
I was looking for the I Am Them.
Yeah, the I Am.
I thought I did it, but I'm having a hard time finding it.
Really? I thought you did the I Am Them call, too. Yeah, that was a screamed cartoon. If you did it, we'll retweet that one or re-put it out there.
Yeah. I'll make a new one. Make a new one.
That's the way all the tech heads talk. Re-put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fancy tech talk.
That's fancy tech talk there. I hate to get above people's head. All right.
People are amazed, Petey, at all the information they can glean from your NHL blog.
Amazing.
It's not just about the NHL.
It's about anything.
Yeah. You can literally ask Petey's NHL blog anything.
Just go to TNTRadioEmpire.com and click on the NHL blog.
And then make Petey's NHL blog, put that in your bookmarks. Add it to your favorites.
You should. It's
been a lifelong passion to accumulate all of that information and be able to have it at your fingertips, literally.
I can't believe people didn't come up with it ahead of time, the way you did.
Yeah.
The lifelong passion.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. It's good to have goals and achieve.
It could catch on. Finally, a resource on the internet where you can literally look up just about anything.
Yes,
finally. That's PD's NHL blog on TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. We're Facebook, broadcast, podcast are on iTunes and TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I mean, it started simple. It started just as an NHL blog, and then he thought, you know, I'm a lot more diverse than this. And then he added this and added some information here.
I think you're making it sound even more important than what it is.
No.
I think
easy.
You're dwelling easy, yeah. PD.
No, I'm saying easy to you, Tyler. It is important. Let
this,
it go.
Yeah, it's an important internet tool. Everyone should be looking at PD's NHL blog.
Maybe, but I think you're going a little crazy now. Right. We don't put that much effort in anything. I don't think it's...
No, I think someday, like... PD's NHL blogging it could be just come a generic term for finding information.
It could be.
Yeah.
If it catches on.
Oh, you don't know what that PD's NHL blog it.
Yeah. There will be
days. You'll figure it out.
Right? I got an Android phone. Well, I'll just push a button, the microphone button, and say, hey, PD's NHL blog, find me, and then you'll request whatever information I want.
In the old days, it was PD just answering the phone when he was when the passion started.
Yeah, it's
that got difficult.
That did. You were busy.
Yeah.
Putting people on hold and
late
stuff.
Late night call.
Yep.
Hey, who won the Heisman Trophy in 1973?
Hang on.
Time in the library.
I get off the floor and I'll tell you.
Anticipating every question that you might get.
A lot of help from a lot of people. Thanks for that, guys.
Oh, you had a good staff.
Yeah.
You had a good research staff.
What's up, Mr. Evans?
You want to play Who's Older?
I always do.
So you can find that out, too, on PD's NHL blog. Just
who's
type
older?
In, what's up, Mr. Evans?
Oh. Who's taller coming in September?
Yeah.
Or whenever Greg Morton shows up.
All right, who's older? It's Adele's birthday today.
She's young.
She is young.
Yeah.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
I didn't mean to click that. I was going to click something. I was going to click an Adele song, but I missed it.
We don't have any Adele songs.
No, I don't even know any.
She's a great singer.
She could make a hit out of that.
Well, we only have the upbeat Adele songs.
That's right, yeah.
Which is none of them.
None of them.
Feed me, I'm starving would be a good Adele song.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
That's the remix version. Feed me, I'm starving. That's the remix.
It is also Chris Brown's birthday today.
Woman beater.
Who's he going to punch today?
He's pretty young, too.
Yeah, he's probably, what, late
20s? So who's older, Adele or Chris Brown?
That's a great question.
I would say Adele.
It's not a great question.
Chris Brown by
it's not a great question. All you're right. Yeah. But at least it's a new one. Yesterday was a repeat. So I'll go Adele.
I'll go Adele.
I bet you it's, man, I'm just going to go opposite. It's Chris Brown.
Yeah, Adele's 23, 24 at the most.
Chris Brown's older.
25 or 26, maybe a little older.
They're only about a year apart, usually.
That is true.
Because Craig doesn't, man, he don't play, man. He makes him tough. Wow. Petey makes him like generations apart.
Yeah.
And I like that game, too.
Chris Brown is 28 today.
He's okay. Older than Adele then, right?
Adele is 29 today.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah, no, just... man, I'm starving!
All right.
See? Now, no one else in the entire country said, really? When they said, Adele is 29 today.
Oh, no. Some soccer mom said that. I'm sure down the hall there you said that.
Really?
They just didn't play this.
Lay off, man. I'm starving.
That's not, they don't like
Adele
that.
Adele is 29 today. Really?
Soccer mom stations don't play that clip.
Yeah, well, we've kind of lost our time perspective, apparently. Yes.
Well, mainly I don't really care how either one of these are. That's my main one about these two people. I don't care who's older.
But you remember when
one guy beats the hell out of chicks and the other chick sings slow, boring songs.
She beats the hell out of her
body.
Her
first album came out. It was called 21, right? Because she was 21 years of age.
See, you would know that.
When she released that album. Yeah. And it was 8 years ago?
Wow.
I can't answer that.
Wow.
It doesn't seem that long ago.
It doesn't.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
And.
Scanning for Mexicans. We've got a Mexican.
Like Todd said earlier, on everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so everybody's Mexican today. Kiss me, I'm Mexican.
See. Si. Right. Hi, Poppy.
I like when you call me Poppy.
Meso me.
Don't just start casa de Pepe. That's all I know.
Or don't know.
Casa de Poppy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't know beso me?
No, I don't.
That means kiss me.
Oh, I had,
use
I
that
had
today.
2 years of Spanish. And
beso me, girl.
I forgot
beso
them
me.
All.
I'm using that today. Yeah. Come on, Stas, girl. Come on, Stas.
You just exhausted all of your Spanish knowledge.
Yeah, you did, man.
Throwing cerveza and mojito.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it.
Exactly. Mommy, mommy, girl, mommy.
You can't even go. No, for señorita, he's got to go with girl.
No,
not even.
You
gotta say mamacita.
Yeah, you gotta say girl. Yeah, you gotta say girl. You gotta say girl.
You could be a little more flattering than that.
You gotta say girl.
No,
señorita. Come on.
Señorita, girl. Señorita. So you got to still throw a girl in there.
Yeah. You have to say girl.
You still got to throw it in there.
You have to say girl.
Como estas, girl?
Sounds like the beginning of a Menudo song.
It does, man.
Avocado prices are up.
See?
As much as 55% in some cases. Did it ever go down? Because we had the avocado scare a couple years ago.
No.
I don't.
Girl,
know.
What you talking about? No, girl. Come here, girl.
Apparently,
no,
the average avocado cost $1.43
No.
Well, that's one of those things that I don't even look at the price. If I want an avocado, you got to have your avocado.
Got to have the guac. Yeah.
No.
Bring that Latino girl ass over here.
Girl?
No.
We celebrate Cinco de Mayo different ways.
And if we have any WWE fans.
Yes.
I got some wrestler following us now on Twitter.
Yeah, I couldn't find him.
You didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I was looking for him.
He's got a zillion followers, so he's somebody.
Yeah, but I...
Something Bostic.
Diva Charlotte Flair.
Yes. Ric Flair's daughter, yes.
Is Ric Flair's daughter.
What she look like, man?
Well, you can now see her naked.
Really? Oh, really? Yeah, she's nice.
On the interwebs.
I will check
apparently several nude pictures of Charlotte taking selfies of herself in what looks like her bathroom.
Oh.
This is part of what is being referred to as the Fappening 2.0.
Oh, I will check
that
out.
Yeah, but she,
yeah so these were stolen. Do not look at them.
Is she not hot?
No, that's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. I didn't see them.
Yeah. Dylan Bob
were stolen.
Don't look at them.
They were stolen. Don't look at them because they were stolen.
That's right. That's right. You're right, Craig. Don't
she
look at
said
them.
Private photos were stolen and shared publicly without her consent. These images must be removed from the internet immediately.
Now, this means look at me. Come on. She loves this pub.
And so everyone removed the pictures immediately.
That happens all the time.
They're just unfindable now.
Right.
Yeah, I'll remove them right after I get a chance to look at them. Were you able to see them?
Yeah, I did. I'm not sure what I saw.
Okay.
Because I saw Ric Flair naked. That's what you saw.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
I feel a little bad afterwards. After I check out all the fappenings.
I don't.
Because I'm curious, and then I realize it's an invasion of privacy.
I don't know. I don't really struggle with it.
No.
Well, I mean, when they're having sex with their boyfriends, here's the deal, though. I know it's invasion of privacy, but there's a girl that she's on that show called Timeless. But she was on USA's Suits forever, and I used to watch it. And she's speaking of fappening, that's what she's doing to herself. She's fappening, bopping right there in the mirror. And that's a pretty brutal scene for her to probably see because it's her and she's naked. But
you didn't show that watching it.
She has to know that she's hot. And she can, this is probably still an invasion of what happened to her, but don't put anything on the internet.
See, you can't say that.
Why send video? No, don't videotape yourself playing with yourself, Todd. No, you don't do it anymore. Puss. I meant to say puss. I understand that, but it's going to get out there. Everything's in the cloud now,
everything's
right?
Everything's in the cloud, yeah.
Exactly. LD, you're the guy. You're the cloud guy. Is everything in the cloud?
Or is there a way you can protect that?
Unless you don't send it. If it's just on your phone and you give it to nobody, is it on the cloud?
By default, it's going to go out to the cloud. So you actually have to turn that functionality off. My photos get backed up to the cloud, but I don't take pictures of myself naked in the bathroom.
Damn.
Who is taking those pictures?
I have told Luke.
I'm not saying we deserve to see that. I'm not saying we deserve to see private photos. I get that. It is an invasion of privacy, and Todd's completely right about that. But we're going to look.
Of course we're going to look.
We're going to look. And yes, you know what? Look. And I'm going to tell people about it and share it. And,
not just because they're famous, just because we want to see them all.
Yes,
right.
We do. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad looking at Charlotte.
Well, when it it's keeps terrible, happening, but... when the hacks keep happening, at some point you have to decide, I can't put myself in danger of that.
If they're already out there, they're out there. But you're right. From here on out, don't send photos. Don't Skype with your boyfriend naked.
Now you tell me. Yeah.
Well, we can do it face to face, Craig.
After now puss tells me.
Now her room's not that messy. That's what I noticed about
this. Ric Flair's woman,
Charlotte Flair's. It's his daughter.
Rick no, his daughter.
He has daughter.
Not his woman.
Yeah, his let's clarify that.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ric Flair's woman's probably 60.
Yeah. And we'd watch that.
I still would watch
and
it.
We'd still look. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
and we're grateful. You know,
it's terrible.
Yes,
but yes
we are,
so
we are
ladies. If it's in the cloud, and somebody happens to see it. Remember, we are all just grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Adele, she puts out a video.
I would watch it.
Yeah. Yes, we would.
Yeah.
A federal judge.
Lay off, man, starving.
Sorry.
Turn that into a ballad.
Might be her naked in her hotel room with room service. That'd be it.
Done in black and white.
I ordered two cheeseburgers. I only got one.
That is so wrong. We are so wrong. But we're not good people.
Why'd you put lettuce on here? I said no lettuce.
That's Adele eating room service, in case you're just checking in. That's...
Hello?
All right. Order two orders of bangers and mash, because she's British. Call room service. Two bangers and mash.
I do two bangers and mash.
Oh,
Oops, I just farted. But yeah, get it up here immediately.
So wrong.
It's awful.
You know, it's funny. We talk
horrible human beings.
You guys encouraging me. That's terrible.
It's bad.
No, it's just you.
Everybody needs to lose weight. Yeah. Relax, people. These are just jokes.
They're just jokes. Yes.
And Adele is fat. Sorry, she is, man. And hopefully she lose. You know, she's a great singer. She's a very pretty girl.
Adele.
You know, why, you know how she'd be prettier though? If she lost some weight. Oh, yeah, I'm the bad guy. He's doing the fat guy.
I know, so, yeah.
I didn't say anyone was the bad guy.
I know. You're the one dying laughing over here, too.
Well, I'm dying. Everybody I just can't believe what's going on.
I'm trying to call room service. But I
by the way, I'll hammer all the fat guys yesterday standing with Trump, too,
exactly,
by the way. All the fat middle-aged white guys taking away
bastards.
Your health care. I'll hammer those guys, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring some decorum to the program.
Please.
9 1/2-toed Luke. Luke.
Hi, Luke.
LD.
Hey.
You hot piece of ass.
I know it.
Are you the one taking the videos of in the mirror then?
Yep. And if I don't get some SOTOM action, I'm releasing these pictures.
So they're not selfies, they're Lukies.
Oh yeah. I just added me a Caucasian member to the Prancing Luke. LD, get that ass back in the gym and get it tight for daddy.
Get it tight.
He's too into this.
It's I weird, man.
This is getting weird.
And they work together,
get
too.
Get it tight
all
for
right.
daddy.
See you, brother. Right. That was brutal.
I expected him to rebel against that comment, and he just went all in.
Yeah, I don't think
he did. Right.
There's no answer.
That's how you would get people to stop looking at the fappening as if one of Luke's pictures that he contributes to the social media
God,
would
so
sneak
brutal.
In on occasion.
So brutal.
One naked chick and then four Lukies. And you'd go, I've had enough.
Four Lukies.
Yeah, this fappening's not going to end. It's not going to end.
No, exactly.
Because people send videos to their boyfriends,
yes.
and they're young and they're hot, and
yeah,
I get
exactly.
it.
And they
I
break
totally
up with them, and they're mad.
I totally
show
get it.
Everybody.
You know, we didn't have the technology when we were 21. You know,
could you imagine if we did?
No. I'm kind of glad we didn't, though. Although I wouldn't mind seeing some photos.
Could you imagine the public photo or the public file that would be available for you if? Back in the day, we were sending and receiving pictures.
If you just had a phone by your bed when you were 21, whatever. I mean, can you imagine having a phone? And
now
goodness. I know why there's a bunch of naked photos of just, you know, college-age girls everywhere. Because they either take photos of themselves or their boyfriends are together. They're all naked taking photos of each other, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. And they would all be out there.
And they think nothing of it.
No.
Because they take pictures of everything. Yeah. Federal judge keeping El Chapo in solitary confinement. The judge ruled that Joaquin Guzman, the Mexican drug lord El Chapo,
let him have a few margaritas and a couple hoagies today.
Will
Come
still
on.
Be allowed to send pre-screened messages to his wife from the prison cell and to help establish his legal defense. But now Guzman will stay in his cell 23 hours a day with the lights always on. He's allowed an hour of exercise in a small cage, no fresh air, no sunlight. His attorneys had argued for him to be released into Gen Pop.
Man, he'd be in Gen Pop.
And they have said that the solitary conditions are unnecessarily harsh.
And this guy wanted the exercise bike, but he got one, but it was not facing the TV.
It doesn't face the TV.
That would suck.
Yeah. It would.
That would suck.
It actually would.
Yeah.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, because you can't ride those things backwards.
Well, it's a little unusual, certainly.
You've tried, haven't you?
I have.
You're right.
Yeah, so I ended up moving the TV. I said, this is dumb.
Well, there's no handlebars on the back.
Or I just turned the bike around. I actually turned it around. My unlike Goosebumps, my bike isn't bolted to the ground. That might be the reason.
I guess you could just turn yours around, couldn't you?
I just turned the bike around.
Oh, here's the meme that was sent to us. The reason there's a heroin epidemic is because of legal marijuana.
Oh, was it really?
Okay, that's right.
So of course it is.
Picture of El Chapo there. And it says, wondering why Americans are in the grips of a heroin epidemic? blah, blah, blah. Take a hard look at legal weed, which has forced Mexican cartels to create an irresistible new product.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong.
Heroin is not a new product.
No, and Oxy's what the reason, I mean, like you said, opioids are the reason people are doing heroin. That's, there's, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but see, people tend to believe memes more than actual, you know, if you,
it's read, telling them.
If you read a story.
Yeah.
But that's wrong.
So, completely wrong.
I know.
But if it's
you can't blame weed for what Mexico's doing.
But it can't be wrong. It's in a meme.
Right. Oh, that's a meme.
This sounds much more fun than it is. A Maryland school principal has to resign after offering up a controversial stress relief program.
What was it?
Oh, no.
The elementary school's principal, Barbara Lease, set up a smash space where staff members could get together and smash.
Oh, I like this.
This is office space.
Well, now use a baseball bat to hit a rocking chair to relieve stress.
Yeah, I've heard of these.
What about smash, like have sex?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah, when I first saw smash space, smash that's that what ass, I was girl. Thinking.
We will call you smash face.
But no. Apparently, this was controversial and included complaints from parents. That said it sent the wrong message to students who are taught to verbally express their emotions. The principal called the idea a lapse in judgment, said she's so sorry, admitted her mistake, and announced that she is resigning.
Don't they have rooms now? You can, not on site, but don't they have people that are putting up strip mall places where you walk in and they give you china to throw around if you want to?
Yeah. Yes.
But that means, but see,
that's been going on for some time.
I know, but. You have to drive there. Once you drive there, you're still mad. That's the problem with that. You know?
I drove all the way here, and now I'm kind of mellow. Unless you got stuck in traffic or something.
Oh, and then you're pissed.
Yeah.
You're more pissed.
That might be but Tyler and I used to get laid off of Smash Space. Back when it was popular.
We still have a Smash Space page, by the way. Oh, yeah, old school.
We haven't shut it down yet in hopes of it coming back.
There's a lot of flapping on there. All right, we got Tony, LD, hey. Petey Max in the house, also James Johann, Jungle Jack Hanna, all that coming up.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.